Grant Lovejoy tells about teaching in a theological seminary in Zambia, and he said the students came to him and said, in truth, the hardest thing, the thing we hate the most, is having to read books. But we have to do it to graduate. They hated it. He also taught in Nairobi, and he taught storying there. And when he taught the storying, he taught 170 men. And he went back 3 years later, and he could only find one of them. The other 169 were out church planting. It works. Scriptures in Use, they are an awesome group. I highly recommend getting their information if you want to really expand on using storytelling to reach oral communicators. And their information is on the back. You can contact them. They don't go into the villages of Bihar, India and say, I'm a Christian, I'm going to tell you about Jesus. They walk in, they say, I'm a storyteller. Oh, wonderful. They sit down and have a story. Well, the stories happen to be from the Bible. And they don't get beat up as often as you go in and say, I'm a Christian. They also use songs. They put the words of the language in songs so they can remember it. Well, that's kind of like the model of the Bible with Psalms. They also use media. They use God's story in the languages of the people. They use the Jesus film. They use one called Dayasaga, which is kind of an Indian version of the Jesus film. And they'll go into a village, and if whoever the man is who owns the TV set and owns a VCR, they'll set it up on a truck, and everybody comes to see the movie. See, they use a variety of things, which I think is really important that they use this variety. And they use people that they train them in the age about 24 to 35 that are semi-literate themselves, because they're going to be the best communicators and stay with the storytelling model. And they've planted thousands of churches in a very difficult place in North India. And they also are in Africa. There are quite a few places, and they have really good resources. Transworld Radio. Yes. Scriptures in Use. And it's on the back of the notes, and if you don't have notes, we'll get them to you. All the resources that I have are mentioned. Transworld Radio had an interesting experience. Two things happened. One was, they were giving a lot of programming in Egyptian Arabic, the best Arabic they could do, and they were translating all the good Bible teachers. And they also had one program that was a upcountry guy that didn't really use the best Arabic grammar, but he was a good storyteller. They got a lot of letters in, and most of them were from the program who was a storyteller. And not only that, a lot of the letters were from obviously very well-educated people. But they said, I love this man. I can really understand him. Well, that kind of told them something. And then we had a real exciting, this is a sample of the kind of things that we experience in God's story. A man came to us who said, I took my family to South America. I wanted to reach work where it was hard, and the work there was going on. I went to China. We were there a few years. Then we went to Kazakhstan, and in Kazakhstan we found that the Kazakhs were sending 6 missionaries to reach the Qashqai people in Iran. The Qashqai people are nomadic, they have no written language, they are Muslim, now they live in Iran, and there was one known believer. Now that's, he said, that's my target. He discovered, divinely, God's story, and he said, that's going to be the project that we use. They took the one believer who had been led to the Lord by a Waywammer in India, and he'd been a believer for 4 years. They took him and an SIL person to make sure the word choice was good for later Bible translation. Took them 9 months to translate the 12,000 word script. Then they recorded him, we took his voice, disguised it for his livelihood to keep him alive. And after a year, the project went out. It went out via shortwave radio, then it went out via Transworld Radio. But the first person that was led to the Lord through this project was the man's aunt. And he said, I could finally tell her what happened to me because I knew the stories. And he led 6 family members to the Lord. Transworld Radio all of a sudden started getting letters from the Qashqai people, which is not easy to do when you don't even have a written language, but somehow they got a hold of Transworld Radio and said, we want to know more. They had such a big response, and they put that together with what was happening in Egypt, and they said, We have got to change our programming. They are literally changing their programming, taking a lot of Bible stories and putting it into the languages of the people. They responded to the response and saw what happened. In 1 year time within the Qashqai people, there are 45 worshiping, measurable body of Christ believers, which is awesome in an unreached people group. Same thing happened with the Lurai people, and I could tell you story after story. Unreached people, it's going to take 20 or 30 years. Well, with some methods, yes, but we don't have to wait that long. The time is now. Oh, there's a quote I want to read you. I just got this in an email, and it's from a man who works in Senegal among the Wolof people, and he has a radio program, and they call it the Way of Righteousness, and they have 100 short 15-minute programs, but it's chronological through the Bible, and they got this letter. He said, "I wish to thank you for your broadcast, which I listen to frequently on Radio XXX. I appreciate the way the speaker presents his thoughts in such a clear and logical fashion. His speech is so different from others I have heard. I congratulate you sincerely, even though I'm a Muslim and we do not share the same religion." Now, here is storytelling through the Bible. And so this Muslim says, "This man, I can understand." Well, if he can understand it, it's the Word of God, the seeds planted, and we have communicated. And that's the point, to communicate the gospel.